You're here. You're here to help out. What
You
needs
got
to
it.
be done just to make sure everything works well. But we're here to talk a little bit about the course as well as what you kind of do here. But I wanted to read something because I was looking yesterday. They had an article in today's Chronicle Telegram related to the boys Division One sectional that took place yesterday here on the course. And one of the golfers made this comment, says, "We were able to lift, clean, and place on the fairways. So we were able to clean off all the mud, make sure we had the right lie, and make sure your feet weren't above the ball." Craig, what does that mean?
Let's find out.
I mean, that sounds like a kid who knows some golf speak. If you could kind of explain what he was trying to
Absolutely. So lift, clean, and place is done at specific times of year. A lot of times it's based on course condition. So at this time of year, most golf courses have to aerify their fairways, aerify their greens. So we aerified our fairways last week. So, you know, you punch the holes, you have all the nuggets that they have to clean up and everything. And then it rains shortly thereafter. So that's the worst case scenario, is that it rains right after you aerify, because it kind of tends to be a little bit muddy out there. So on a day where it might be a little bit muddy out there, giving the kids the advantage of not having a big chunk of mud on their golf ball, where they're allowed to pick it up, wash it off, and then place it back on the ground, is what lift, clean, and place is. It's really designed to make their lives easier and not have a disadvantage by having a big clunk of mud on their golf balls they're trying to
hit. You have to balance between creating the golf course and the living green grass and the trees and everything, as well as making it suitable for a game, right?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. And there's a fine line that has to be drawn there. And, the fall months are the perfect time to, most golf courses aerify throughout the fall. And there's no perfect time of doing it, because you still have to, have rounds of golf. You can't just shut down the golf course for 2 weeks and let it heal. So that's a big, big part of it, where, that's a reason why we do the lift, clean, and place for
it. Now, how does fertilizer work for something like that? I mean, is you get that out there and try to, or is that part of the care for the grounds for that?
It is. That's something that we'll do, after the fact. But when, at this time of year, they punch the fairways, then we'll follow this up. Once this event's over, we go out there, we'll punch the greens. We do the greens last, because the greens is what really makes the golf course less playable. Most golf courses, when they do the greens, play is going to drop off for a little bit, because the greens is really where the most disadvantage comes, when you have to aerify the greens. It's obviously something you have to do, but we do that as late as possible. And for the kids, we don't want to give them, bumpy greens out there when they're playing for their teams, right, and their conferences.
We look out the window. We see they tee off here. What hole is this?
This is hole number one here, so this is where it all begins.
Okay. So yesterday, of course, I asked Bruce, the golfer here, what club might they use to tee off here? Any idea?
Most of the kids are using either a driver or a three-wood. The long hitters are going to be hitting the three-wood, because there is water up there as you get kind of around the tree line. But most kids are probably still hitting driver. But some of the long ball hitters out there can get up to the creek, so they'll probably be hitting a fairway wood.
And how far would that first hit go?
A driver, these kids, they hit it a long ways. I'd say anywhere from 250 to 280 if they're hitting a driver, for the most case. Some of the long ball hitters can even get it out there even a little bit further.
Are you noticing young players bigger, stronger? Is it getting to be like that, or is there still sort of a good physique for a golfer to be able to handle all of the circumstances?
Absolutely. No, that's a great question. Golf is definitely becoming more of, they were long ago, golfers were not viewed as athletes. Many of these kids are definitely athletes. I mean, there's kids that, play four sports, including golf. They play baseball, they play football, they play basketball. So you're definitely seeing a lot more athletic kids playing golf, and that definitely benefits them on the golf course. You see that at the professional level as well. Every single one of these guys, has a nutrition plan, they have a workout plan, and they really stick to that, every single day. So, yeah, you're definitely seeing a lot more athletic golfers.
It's a team sport, but it's an individual sport. So there's a lot of, the mental game is really important too, I would assume.
Absolutely. No, I mean, obviously they're playing for their teams, but if their teams, there's a couple kids where their teams aren't, going to make it out today, but there's still an opportunity as an individual, if they play well, that they have an opportunity to make it out.
Earlier today, we had a lot of Canada geese fly right over. We're on the runway, I guess. They came right over our heads. Do you have any other wildlife out there on the course?
We see a lot of deer out there. Avon Lake also has been seeing more and more coyotes out there. So, we have, ducks. We have our ponds are all stocked with fish. That also helps keep the, the ponds looking nice and clean. So we stock those regularly with fish to, keep the grounds looking nice. But, yeah, the geese are a little bit of a problem. It's hard to keep the geese out of here.
So talk a little bit about some of your responsibilities.
So I'm the head golf professional, director of golf operations. So I oversee all of our golf course staff. The only aspect I don't oversee, there's a separate maintenance staff. So I'm not in charge of the outside grounds crew, but I'm in charge of, day-to-day operations for the golf course facility, sales, marketing, you name it. Day-to-day golf operations is what I specialize in. So.
When do you get to golf or to assist people with golf? Or you think of golf pro, sometimes it's the one who's, giving suggestions or maybe lessons or something like that.
Absolutely. Wear a lot of hats. Definitely still try to teach golf as much as I'm able to. My day can be, my every day is different, and that's what's unique about the job. There's no day that's the same. There's days where I might teach four or five lessons in a row and be outside for four straight hours, or there's days where I might sit at my desk the entire day. So, I try to teach as much as I can. As far as playing goes, it's a lot like any other job. Most of playing is done more so on our off time, and in the summer months when everyone's able to play golf, time is limited, so I don't get to play as much golf as I would like, but I still try to play as much as possible.
The course is part of a housing community. Do a lot of people who live in this area take advantage?
Absolutely. When the Coffs, built the Legacy and Sweetbriar, a big focus was we wanted it to be very much so like a country club with the public, but for the public. So absolutely. No, I mean, you have a lot of regulars that are out there that live in our, legacy homes surrounding the community that, come up here and eat at the Legacy restaurant, take golf lessons, participate, in our golf shop promotions and, play a lot of golf. So yeah, it's very much so a nice community like effects, with the, country club like atmosphere.
When did this become a career for you? To be a golf pro?
So I actually went to school, to do this. I started off at Cleveland State. I majored in sport management, and then I went on to a professional golf management school where basically is more remote, where you go back and forth. I had to take testing down in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and there's three levels to become a PGA professional. So I started, I was probably 21 when I started.
And so when you're out here, do you play this course much, or do you try to travel to other places just to see how the other half lives, I guess, in a situation of that?
I always enjoy playing other facilities because it's always, it's good for me to be able to see how other courses do it, where I can come back and, hey, I liked how they did it this course. I'd like to try to, implement that here. But I would say most of the time when I do play, it's very short notice, and it tends to be here. I live here in Avon Lake myself. So when I do play, most of the time it is here at Legacy or Sweetbriar.
The girls will be out here for a sectional play. About what time do you think?
They're starting off right about now.
The first ones I've seen. Well,
you mentioned,
right on
they
cue.
The first tee time here is 8:32. Oh, yeah. So we have 18 teams out here. About 75 to 80 girls will be participating in today's event.
I understand the Avon Lake team is pretty special too.
Avon Lake has a very good team this year. There's some very talented girls that work very hard to get to this point. This is kind of the culmination of the season for many of these schools because it's basically win or go home for the year. So many of these teams, this is their last chance for the 2018 golf season.
Now, Craig, you missed it when they were pushing their golf clubs through. I think I'm on the wheels here. One of the girls looked like she had like a Wookiee or some kind of like, I don't know whether it's just her golf club covers or something like that.
I saw
that. Did you see it? It looked almost like a Pomeranian sitting on top of her thing. And I just wondered, everybody has their own little flair or different things that they have for their golf. What, to keep them clean, warm? What do they use for that?
Yeah, so I think, that girl looked like she had some sort of a fancy head cover there. There's a lot of different, stuff out there to really personalize your golf game. I mean, there's even, opportunities to, put your name on it, put your school on it. A lot of these schools have gotten very creative as to getting their logo out there and putting their name on all sorts of different things. So some of the kids have team head covers. They all have team bags. They all have team clothing. So yeah, it's neat because it's definitely a lot of personalization opportunities out there now.
Given today's weather, time of year, course condition, will it play long? Will it be short? How would you describe it?
I would say today it's going to play a little bit on the short side with that rain that we received last week.
What's that mean?
That made it a little bit on the muddy side. It tends to, the ball doesn't roll out as much as it would on a drier day. So I'd say it's going to probably play a little bit long today. We're kind of crossing our fingers that we don't have rain here because there is quite a bit of rain in the forecast. It looks like it's kind of getting pushed off to the afternoon, so hopefully that stays true for the girls.
So what does that mean, long or short? Like how long the ball will roll?
How far the shots are going to go, because when it's dry, the ball's going to bounce a lot more, so they get added distance. When it's wet out there, the ball kind of just plugs in the grass or doesn't roll very far, so it can play a pretty dramatic difference. I mean, it could be 20 yards, which is a two whole clubs in some cases. So for whatever reason, the girls always tend to get the rainy day. We have, as you know, the boys were yesterday, the girls were today, and it seems like every year the girls have rain in the forecast. So I'm hoping they don't have rain this year.
A couple of weeks ago, Tiger Woods won a golf tournament, first time in like, I don't know what, 5, 8 years, something like
a decade,
that.
I believe.
Yeah. How does something like that, does it sort of spur on other people to pick up a club or get back on the course?
It absolutely does. I mean, what Tiger Woods has done for the game of golf over the years is astronomical. You saw that video footage of all those people following him down the fairway when he won last year. The excitement that he brings to the game, and he brings new people to the sport. Even this late into his career, he still has that effect that nobody else in the sport really has ever had. So you definitely see it. I mean, you see it down to, we sell Nike clothing in the golf shop. All of a sudden they're like, hey, I saw Tiger Woods wearing that on Sunday. I got to go buy that $80 golf shirt, where most of us are like, that's an expensive golf shirt. But, he brings that type of effect, to the game.
Certain rules to the game, certain, protocol. How does social media, cell phones and stuff fit into this? People now can be on different holes, probably even communicate to other people. Where are you? What hole are you on? How does technology, and maybe in that aspect, and then maybe also just in how you present the game to people?
So, if just you and I go out and play, obviously, social, you could be live tweeting your round. You could be putting it on Facebook. You could be taking pictures of, hey, I hit it, I just hit it really close to the hole. In an event like today, the girls are not allowed to have their phones on. They will be penalized if anyone is seen with their phone. And most of the events are now like that. So, they know the routine, and this is obviously, the big time event for them for the year. So they at least know that, phones off on a day like today. But no, technology plays such a huge role. I mean, there's a million different apps out there for GPS. For every golf course, in America is on there for GPS, where you're standing right here where we are, and it'll say to the first hole that you have 356 yards to that pin. I mean, it's amazing what technology
has done. Will it give me
done.
My, the slant and the way the hole lies, and I can kind of I have a level, by the way, on my phone, by the way, Craig, that could probably tell me what path, how to hit?
I would say I would say probably not. There are different apps out there,
sure.
As just like anything else. There's apps that are, more advanced than others, but for the most part, it's as far as the technology goes, the GPS is
can you help me find the ball?
Very
if I get
prevalent.
It off into the...
I just read an article online. There's a sleeve of golf balls you can buy. That's about $200 for three golf balls that have a live GPS in them. So you can go
there
that
go,
way, Bruce.
Is there one hole out here that's way more challenging than others?
So believe it or not, you are looking at number one. And number one, historically, when we have these types of events, typically does play as one of the most difficult holes on the entire golf course. It's a, you know, it's a sharp dogleg left. There's two big trees out there, so it's kind of a risk reward for the players that are able to try to hit it up and over those trees. And after that, you know, there is a big fairway to be had, but then you have water all the way down the left side, and then the whole right side, it's kind of on a little bit of a cliff per se. If you go right of this hole, there's a pretty dramatic drop off, and the rough is very deep on that side of the golf course. So, and then once you get closer up to the green, there's another, you know, body of water that you have to carry in order to get up to the green. There's a bunker up there. So number one, believe it or not, usually does play as one of the most difficult holes on this golf course.
From here, I cannot see the flag, correct?
With today's pin location, it doesn't look like it, but it's out there. Just over, there's the two trees in the fairway, and then there's another one over there to the left, and there's a little pipe you can kind of see that crosses over the water.
Sure.
The pin is really going to be right behind there. So it's a pretty, pretty sharp dogleg kind of around the corner there.
How long did it take you to memorize? Because you could probably take us through the entire course.
Absolutely.
Through your head.
Absolutely.
You remember all that.
You know, I've been fortunate enough that I started off here as a in seventh, eighth grade, washing golf carts and kind of worked my way up the ladder. So I've been fortunate enough. I've been here for 18 years this season. So I could definitely take you through all the different changes.
You've watched these trees grow up.
Exactly. Yeah. All the different changes that have taken place, over the years. So it's pretty neat to see all the changes.
How many golf carts do you have?
We have 140 golf carts. Now remember that that's a lot compared to many courses, but we are a 36 hole facility.
Sure.
So that does play. You know, you have to have more carts. You know, for the 36 hole facility.
And one guy to fix them, probably.
And golf, and golf carts are not cheap. Let me tell you that.
Yeah. Have you ever driven a golf cart, Craig?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fun,
is it?
Sure.
I can't even get the motorized scooter in the grocery store to figure out how to work that, but. They're out there now. The girls are getting ready for their big
off.
Day.
A couple have already shot.
So it should be exciting for them. And it's a good event for them. And, we appreciate you stopping in. Anything else you need to add this morning?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Just, fall is one of the best times of year to come out and play golf. We have a lot of fall promotions coming up here. So be sure to check out our website for all the details, SweetBriarGolfClub.com.
Sounds great. Kevin Moore, our golf